This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Too much San Francisco 49ers, Sam. And we're talking about the head coach right now. And the head coach the 49ers will be facing this weekend in Jim Harbaugh. We had a big conversation and talking point yesterday of if you're starting an NFL franchise from scratch, who would you rather have as your head coach? Was it Jim Harbaugh or was it Kyle Shanahan? And we're reacting to the amount of people yesterday, whether it was on the YouTube poll, and shout out our YouTube audience. You can find us on there, Twitch, Twitter, all of it. But the poll, overwhelmingly in favor of taking Jim Harbaugh. The callers, overwhelmingly taking Jim Harbaugh. The texters on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, overwhelmingly taking Jim Harbaugh. We had a handful of people sticking up for Kyle Shanahan. I do think we are a little prisoner of the moment in regards to, hey, look what Jim Harbaugh did with the Chargers last year. Wow, that was pretty incredible. He took that team to the playoffs. Kyle Shanahan, coming off a Super Bowl loss, couldn't even get his team to the playoffs. I do think that's a little bit too simplistic, but I understand, and I think this is where it gets to, and you were kind of touching on this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
The personality of the coaches, people people just gravitate more towards Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah,
they always do. Whether it's the media, whether it's the fan base, whether it's the rah-rah speeches, that's not who Kyle Shanahan is. But that's okay. That's not who he is, but that's okay. I don't, if Kyle Shanahan started doing like rah-rah speeches, I'd be looking, I was like, ugh, this is a problem. I don't like this at all. This seems manufactured. Like, he is authentically himself. He's a lot like his dad, quite frankly. And if you don't know Mike Shanahan, my dad, Bob Spadoni, whenever we watch the Denver Broncos games, he would be on the sideline and Mike Shanahan just be redder than a lobster. And that's who dad called him, the lobster, because he'd just be red and fuming and angry. And as the years go on, Kyle is slowly morphing into his father a little bit, but just being a little bit more surly. And I do think that's off-putting to some fans when they're looking at this guy just like, ah, he's not approachable. He's not endearing himself. Like a Jim Harbaugh is. Is that too simplistic for me to say that fans just might like the person Jim Harbaugh more than Kyle Shanahan?
No, I think Jim Harbaugh is just more fun to watch on the sideline. He's more
quirky.
He's more animated. Yeah. There's more movement. There's more personality. It's one of the simplest things. It's who would you rather have a beer with? You know, I think there is that kind of simplistic nature to it. I think, and again, those Niners, I also think those Niner teams under Harbaugh were coming in those Niner teams happened after a very long and frustrating drought for 49er football too. And that 2011 team was just such a fun, special, enjoyable, out of nowhere team. There was a magic to that team. And I say that word magic because they were also following up what the Giants did in 2010, another team that kind of came out of nowhere, ended a long drought, and, you know, won a championship. And so I think Harbaugh kind of had this, he brought this sort of magic touch to a Niner organization that was just devoid of any sort of success. And when you have a guy like that who just kind of out of nowhere uplifts a team like that, yeah, you're going to have special feelings about it. And then we also had Scott Osler on yesterday, and he was kind of talking about how people forget how ugly it was at the end. I don't know if we want to play of some of what he said about Jim Harbaugh, because
I got it.
Scott Osler was a guy who he was in the trenches covering the Jim Harbaugh years. So yeah, he was pretty shocked that so many callers were in on Harbaugh instead of Shanahan.
Scott Osler, San Francisco Chronicle columnist, knows all things Bay Area sports, was on with us yesterday, courtesy of River Islands. And we asked him, why does he think all these callers want Harbaugh back?
It is kind of. But, you know, we forget things, you know, in the haze of looking back and everything. He was a phenomenal coach for about 3 years. And then he was a terrible coach, you know. Then he was a terrible guy and a team wrecker and all that stuff. So he can be both. And, you know, with Shanahan, people kind of, he hasn't got us a Super Bowl. So there's something wrong here. So I can see why people are shading with Harbaugh, because he did. He got him, but he did the same thing. He got him a Super Bowl. He didn't get the win.
You know, I like having these conversations because it also ties into what's going on with Bob Melvin right now. And I do think his lack of, you know, a rah-rah guy, a Dan Campbell kind of a personality, a Jim Harbaugh type of personality, that hurts him. And that's not fair to the person, because that's who he is. Like he's being genuine when he's being calm, cool, collected, and even keel. That's who he is. As a fan, I'm not telling you to be someone else, but at the same time, I'm also not going to fault a fan for gravitating more towards a Dan Campbell type or a Jim Harbaugh type and not a Kyle Shanahan type. But I'll just say this. Kyle Shanahan's gotten to two Super Bowls. Jim Harbaugh got the one. And it blew up in his face.
Do you think
afterwards? And he was getting blown out in that game. If the power doesn't go out, maybe that's the dark stain on his career, where he just got absolutely eviscerated against that Ravens squad and against his big brother.
Right? I wonder if just the way saying a fact one or the other here. I am kind of curious, though, and I'd love some Niner fans to call in on this. 888-957-9570 is the number. But is it the fact that how the Niners lost the Super Bowls under Kyle Shanahan versus how they lost under Harbaugh? Under Harbaugh, they were down, and then they rallied back, and there's almost a sense of just the fact that they were able to get back into it became part of an accomplishment. And, of course, they lose in heartbreaking fashion there at the goal line, versus whereas Kyle Shanahan, twice you went into the fourth quarter with – like, I don't know how confident, I'm not going to speak for all Niner fans in terms of their confidence, but twice in the fourth quarter, you were basically in position to win it all with Shanahan, and then it all just went kaput after that. Does the fact that, like, does just having it and losing it feel worse than you didn't have it, and then you almost had it, and then you fell short?
I mean, easier it's for
two,
fans.
It's two awful sides of the same coin,
yeah,
but no, I'm curious, like, yeah, which kind of feels better, I guess, is the right, I don't know, which stings more, which resonates more of those two outcomes?
It's definitely harder
I think to rationalize
as a fan, Sam, in those big games, definitely in Super Bowls and the Shanahan losses, that you had the lead in the fourth quarter and then Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid took it from you. In that Ravens game, you had an opportunity to win at the end and feel like you can steal it. And that would have been different. That would have been like, wow, one of the greatest comebacks outside of, and it was, remember, this was before 28-3. This would have been, I think at the time, the biggest comeback had they ended up pulling that off.
It would be the greatest comeback ever achieved by a team in Barrier Sports history.
Well, yeah, and maybe even in the NFL history when it comes to just the Super Bowl, because this was a couple years, obviously, before 2016 and the 28-3 Falcons New England one. But to your point, how those games ended, I do think shifts how we view them and those coaches and those teams. And also, we love to do this as fans. The grass, you know, was always greener. Hindsight was always 2020.
Well, yeah, it's the old absence makes the heart grow fonder.
It's very similar, and I always liken Jim Harbaugh to this. It's very similar to how a lot of Raider fans felt about John Gruden for so long because, oh, we got this way with Gruden, and he was that guy. And if we didn't trade him in the Tuck rule, and yes, Shasky and Carter, if you're listening, it always comes back to the Tuck rule, but this is a very similar situation where you always looked back fondly and you had rose-colored goggles on when it came to talking about these guys, and you didn't want to remember what Scott Osler was bringing up. It ended ugly. Now, fans, we're always going to defend the guys we want to, so we're going to defend Jim Harbaugh. We're going to put all that on Trent Baalke, on Jed York. They messed up. Now, I think we could all agree, all of them have some culpability in that. It wasn't just one of those guys, but we will lean on, you know, Jed York and Trent Baalke and those guys messing it up because I think Jed learned from his mistakes. And now we've realized that Trent Baalke, he's not that guy. He's not that dude. He was never going to be that guy as he failed recently with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it's just very interesting how we discuss both of these guys. And I want to ask the listeners, and you just referenced it too, but 888-957-9570, you know, the type of coaches that gravitate you, the fan, more. Would you rather have a Dan Campbell, Jim Harbaugh type, just all things being equal, or a Pete Carroll type, another rah-rah guy, over the Kyle Shanahans, you know, the Greg Popoviches of the world? But even Pop, I'll say this, he did show personality in his own way. He did get a little surly and a little grumpy, and maybe that act people didn't like, but he did have some sort of a personality. I do think it'd be more similar to how Kyle Shanahan talks, though, because he is a little bit more dismissive in that regard. But it's just, I don't know, man. It's interesting how we talk about Kyle over Harbaugh. But again, when we have sound bites like this from Julian Edelman on his podcast, when he was sitting down with our boy Lorenzo Neal, I get why fans love him, and I get why the players love him. This is Julian Edelman talking about Harbaugh trying to recruit him back when he was a Niners head coach.
I almost signed with the Niners.
Did you?
When I was a free agent.
Yeah.
And me and him sat for 45 minutes. And this is when there was like the beef between him and the GM at the Niners. And so he goes like, tell me, what do you want? You basically like handling the contract. And I knew like, I'm sitting there like, is this kosher? But we just sat and had a dip and talked football. Like, he's like, you want a dip? And he's just a football guy.
He is.
And there, again, there is something to be said about players themselves. Julian Edelman, who was playing for a guy in Bill Belichick, who was not Jim Harbaugh. By the way, he is probably the antithesis. And Shasky and I had this conversation last week about, you know, and we asked Bill Romanowski about it and just how different coaches have been in those CEO types and those, you know, military types of coaching and the different levels and how we've evolved from the Phil Jackson types or Greg Popovich. There's so many different ways to coach, but I always find it interesting how fans gravitate towards certain coaches, right? And, you know, can you be too real sometimes? And I do think we're getting to a point where with Steve Kerr, I bring up, as we're talking about all coaches, it doesn't matter if it's basketball, football, or baseball. Steve Kerr, I think, has been doing a lot of talking lately on podcasts. And I don't know if fans love that. I don't know if they love that. I'm not saying it's a bad thing or it's right or wrong. There is something, though, about having too much of a good thing. And I do think we're getting to a point in media, by the way, happy National Radio Day, when we have podcast-itis, and we're hearing so much that in an era in the early 2000s and 90s, Sam, before we had all this, it was good to just decompress in the offseason and not hearing all these guys all the time. And there is an element of me not listening to Kyle Shanahan all that much. That, you know, maybe I am a little more jaded and I think of, yeah, you know what? Kyle doesn't bother me because I don't hear from him all that much.
There is something to be said about knowing when to go the heck away and kind of taking some time off. But you said something there. You mentioned, you know, too much of something, too much of a good thing. And I do believe, and I think Osler kind of talked about this yesterday, and Tim Kawakami of The Standard, he wrote a thing about, you know, his Jim Harbaugh memories yesterday as well. And what I remember was there was almost came to a point where there was almost too much Jim Harbaugh, because Jim Harbaugh does have a big, you know, braggadocious personality. There's a lot of bravado there. And he could be a very intense person. I mean, this is the dude who, you know, would show up to kids' recruiting trips and sleep over at their house with them. Like, this guy is extra. And
yeah, he's a guy that also gets popped for cheating. I'm just going to keep it a buck. He left Michigan and they're cooked.
Well,
now, they got fined millions and millions of dollars. And it's not good for, obviously, you need that for NIL purposes to get recruiting. Big Boss Man, who's been in the back right now, just holding it down, by the way. Matt Nahikian crushing it, running the board, taking the calls. Carter had to go out sick. So talking about feats of strength, Matt Nahikian, feat of strength today at 95.7 The Game, crushing it on National Radio Day. But he's a big Michigan guy. He'll tell you, he'll take the national title. I don't think he's happy about how it ended, though, after the fact. This is going to be a struggle bus.
Well, that kind of goes into the point I'm making here, which is that there is such thing as too much of something, you know, and Harbaugh, he is kind of extra. There is a lot to handle there. There is a big personality, you know, and I think that Scott Osler said it, Tim Kawakami kind of wrote about it. It just got to a point where Harbaugh rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And there are still people down at 49er way or whatever it's called there at Levi's who still don't like Jim Harbaugh. They're still kind of have a sour taste in his mouth within that organization. And so, yeah, he does kind of wear out his welcome, so to speak. And it seems like he wore out his welcome, so to speak, in his own way at Michigan. But this goes into why I think fans, especially Niner fans, still gravitate to Harbaugh. Is the way it ended, it was owner versus coach. Jed York wanted this whole, he was going up saying, yo, we want to win with class. And Jim Harbaugh had his way where, you know, it was, oh, hey, Alden Smith, you know, you got a DUI on Thursday. Hey, you could suit up on Sunday. And when you have a situation where, especially here in the Bay Area, where we have all of our, you know, nonconformist fight the power history, when the owner is trying to squeeze the popular coach, fans are going to side with the owner here, especially here in the Bay Area. We're just siding with the billionaire owners is just not what we do
you
here
mean,
as Bay Area
siding
fans.
With Harbaugh. You misspoke there. Yeah. So siding with the head coach.
That's what I said. Yeah. They're going to side with the coach in this situation. So I feel like part of the reason why fans still look back at those Harbaugh days with fondness is because there's this thing of, well, Jed ruined it.
Mm.
You know, it was the stink of Jed York. It was the I'm sorry tweet after Turkey on the 50.
I'm sorry.
That is just like, you know what, Jed? Shut up. We don't want to hear from you. We have a coach we like, and you and your stupid GM are ruining it. And I feel like, yeah, if you're blaming the owner for why things fell apart with Harbaugh, and again, Niner fans, I'd love to hear from you on this.
And we're going to
you know, correct me
calls.
If I'm wrong here, but yeah, when it's popular, likable head coach versus unpopular, rich owner, you're going to take the coach's side. And when there's this belief that the owner forced the popular coach out, there's this, well, we're always going to ride with Harbaugh because of what could have been. And, you know, if it weren't for our, you know, dorky owner.
Edelman said Harbaugh is a football guy. Do you think Kyle Shanahan, Niner fans, is a football guy? And what is a football guy? 888-957-9570.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.